Pontus, welcome to Radio Air. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
The ideal season, 2017 going into 2018, at Elland Road, what would be the outcome for you?
I don't know, go to Premier League. Oh, we have to be clever, we have to work hard, to work game by game. I think last year, the problem we had last year was that we started to talk about playoff and promotion a bit too early. And this year we have to be a bit clever. And of course, at the end, we want to be in Premier League, but we have to work clever and take it game by game. And I think that was maybe a mistake last year.
I think from a fan's point of view, there is a big buzz around Elland Road. New owner, new manager. Is that what the players are feeling too?
Yeah, I feel like enthusiasm around the club. Everything's now is such more positive. On the pitch, outside of the pitch. And like you said, the fans, they're more positive now than before. And it also feels inside the team. I mean, now we believe, we really start to believe in things. And then it's much more easier. And like I said, you have to dream high to achieve things. And that's what we do now. So with the fans and together with the fans, it's much more easier.
How does it work with new additions, new players coming to Leeds? Maybe people from other parts of the world that have never been here. I mean, is it like... when there's a new starter in the office, what do you say? Do you say, let's go out for drinks afterwards? We'll go to Nando's?
This year, there's a lot of, how you say, foreigners, people who doesn't speak so good English. And for me, more about the football and the country, it's easier for me to help them to come into it. And some of the guys also they talk Italian. And for me, then I can help them because I also talk Italian. So you have to help them into the team and into the life outside of the football to help them to. But that's also Leeds. They did it good now to help them to come into the life. So, but that's, I mean, it's a job for us, but also we have to be a family and help each other to achieve things. And if you don't do it together, it's much, much tougher.
So they say to you, right, Pontus, I'm looking for a decent restaurant on Saturday night. And you go, do you know what? That one there, yes, that is the one that you need to go to.
Actually, there's quite a good restaurants in Leeds. I like the Italian ones. There is San Carlo. Nice persons who work there. They like me also, so I have to talk good about them. But there's a lot of good restaurants in Leeds. Gaucho is also really good. And but now we're not living in the city anymore, so I have to eat at home. My wife's food is better.
You do a Morrison shop once a week. You go to the supermarket. Right. Tell me about last season and narrowly missing out on the playoffs. What was that like?
It was tough last year because we were good the whole year. We were close to the playoff, almost in the playoff during the whole season. And when we lost it in the last 2-3 games, it was really tough. And it took a couple of weeks for me to come back from it. But now we have to just reload and restart it. And now we start with a good win against Bolton. And then it's much more easier when we start with a win than start with a lose. And now we have Preston on Saturday. That's how we have to think. Like I said before, at the end, we want to go to Premier League in promotion, but we have to work cleverly and take it game by game.
Now, if you bumped into a huge Leeds United fan at the White Rose or something, and they said to you, you had a little chat, you had a little message for them, what would that be?
Just keep going like last year. I mean, last year they were fantastic. It doesn't matter where we play and when we play. Tuesday night in London, raining, they were always full. I mean, that means so much for us, and it's much more easier to play football when you have the fans with you and against it than against you. So you have to keep going like from last year. And I'm begging for, I have a full Elland Road every time I play there, because that's an amazing feeling. And away they're always fantastic. So just keep going.
Right, two words: magic hat. Explain.
Then I said Pontus and Jansson. Actually, last year when I came in, there was a lot of goals we let in concede because of offset pieces and corners. And then I came in and had away like 50 corners every game. And then they start to talk about this. And even if they throw a brick at me, I will head it. Yeah, I don't say the word. Head it back. So and after that, they start to sing it. And for me, every time they sing it, I always have a smile on my face. It's such a nice feeling to hear them sing it. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming into Radio Air today. And for the next 9 months, if you do see a brick in the sky, please...
You can try.
Don't touch it. Just explain the season tickets. They're nothing to do with the club. This is something that you've donated yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually done it before in Malmo also, because... if I wouldn't play football, I would be a supporter. So for me, I understand how they feel. And for me, it's such a small thing to buy those two season tickets, but I can imagine it will mean a lot for the winners. So for me, it's just a small thing, but I know, like I said, I know it's big for them. So the fans is almost everything for me. I mean, without the fans, football would not work like it is now. So like I said, the fans, especially in this club, with always full at the away and at home, is always good feeling. So for me, they're really important for us. So it's just a small thing for me, but I hope that they got appreciated.
Lovely. Well, do you know what? I think they're here. So let's go out into the office and meet them. Pontus, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.